This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers.
John, how are you? Great to have you with us today.
Hey, Steve. Thanks. Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Doing all right. Okay, so you go through the early returns. It's just a starting point. What do you like about what you see so far?
I like the competitive effort that we've been putting out there thus far. We've played three home games, bit of a road warrior mentality right now in some difficult college basketball environments. Obviously, the biggest one being the most recent one on Saturday at Kentucky, but we did a nice job of handling some in-game adversity and finding ways to win. Our first two, and I think that's these are three different, totally different college basketball venues that we experienced, and we did a really nice job of figuring out how to win our first two and compete in our third one. So I've seen a lot of good things with a lot of growth to be had ahead.
Matchups mean a lot. So you get into a game with Kentucky. All right. How difficult you're trying to figure out ways to win, but how difficult are the matchups in a game like that?
Well, we had one day preparation, so that didn't help us very much when it comes to just putting our, I would say, best effort out there. But, I have a great staff, and when you have a staff of experts like I do, and I'm so blessed to be around, they uncover every, let's just say, world of preparation, and we try to find individual strengths and weaknesses along with obviously the team strengths and weaknesses and input what we have with our group and see if we can find an algorithm for success. And the Kentucky game comes with a lot of other elements to it, being that it's the Lexington Rupp Arena scene is amazing. We honestly just wanted to compete to the best of our ability as a program. I think that we have earned, I would say, the brand of a team that can go into Rupp and potentially come out of Rupp with a win. Mm-hmm. And I thought what we saw was a Kentucky team that respected our brand and played very well.
When you have a couple of guys that are averaging 35 points a game between them, between Josh Basco and Noah Williamson, what kind of balance does that give you on the floor at this particular time?
I mean, it definitely is something that we can rely on from a production standpoint that doesn't necessarily need, in our world, what we call, play calling. This is just individual aspects of the game that helps us win games, more or less. I would say the Kentucky game where we got off on the wrong foot, no pun intended here, is Rue Bijak, our starting four man, twisted his ankle, and then Noah Williamson, our starting five man, had two fouls in the first 3 minutes. So we had to pivot pretty quickly into almost a different style based on now what our average height would be without those two for extended periods of time. And I think Kentucky really took advantage of that, particularly in the rebounding category.
What's it mean moving forward to that Mata and Edmonds are right behind them? Between the two of them, averaging almost 23 points a game as your third and fourth scorers out there. What is that doing for you? Yeah,
it shows that we have depth, Steve.
Yes.
And we have a team that is singularly focused on the mission at hand, game by game, day by day. And there's a very important poise and maturity that we have in our locker room right now. And that creates balance. I mean, there's a lot of unselfishness and a lot of people with the right mentalities and mindsets as we head into each game. So we're deep. We're a deeper team. We have you know, 15 guys on our roster, and all 15 guys can make a three. And we've shown that at different points so far in the season, including our exhibition at St. Joe's. And that'll be definitely that depth and the experience and the collective production will be part of the recipe, hopefully, for success.
I've always, for whatever reason, I've kind of found of late that the adults are more like, oh, didn't win. And the players are like, oh, I hated losing. All right, what's next? Am I wrong about this, John?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the individual. But, yeah, I do think that nobody likes to lose. I think there's a quicker turnaround nowadays than there's ever been. But part of it is the general societal culture, and the other part is just I would say the psychological findings of how to respond to adversity. You know, you want to learn from the losses, but you don't want to let them linger. And you have to move forward, and you have to be prepared for the next opportunity that you get. And, you know, harboring feelings over a loss could really lend itself to another loss. So finding that balance is always difficult, I think. But what I still find is nobody likes to lose.
Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't say they like to lose, but they seem to get on task and go, okay, let's go. So far, it's been Philadelphia, exhibition, Newark, Evansville, Lexington. Oh, just for a couple laughs, let's play in Lewisburg on Wednesday night. John, what's it going to feel like, do you think, for you and your team to be in your gym?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be nice to be playing in front of, you know, Lewisburg loyal faithful that we have. And we play four straight home games, and I'm looking forward to it for sure. I think our players are really looking forward to it because there is a pretty great energy right now around our program, and to kind of put forth the product in front of our home crowd is always something special for us here in Lewisburg. But at this point, having been on the road for three straight games and settling in at home to be in Lewisburg four straight times is pretty unique, I would say, for the non-conference schedule, and we're excited about it.
Sometimes, though, you learn something when you're on the road. It's just you. It's you against, quote, all of them. What did you learn about your team in the first three games, just being around your team and them being around each other?
Yeah, I would say the main thing that we learned is that they enjoy being around one another. I think there's a camaraderie in our locker room that's very tight-knit, and they care about one another, and they enjoy spending time off the floor with one another, which is just really important. Regardless of where we are in the state of athletics, if you have a team that enjoys being around one another, that's a great starting point. And then the other thing I learned is that, you know, we're tough. We have a resilient group. They're physically tough. They're mentally tough. They can handle in-game adversity, and they can move forward together. And we handled some in-game, potentially game-swinging type of momentum situations, scenarios, and we came out on the other side. So there was a lot of positives, and there's a lot of growth opportunities that we will study hard now and really attack.
John, finally, for you, style of play to this point is one thing to implement it and put your system in at both ends of the floor in a practice scenario. You've now seen an exhibition in three regular season games. Do you like the way the players are understanding the style of play that you need to win?
Yeah, I mean, I think every game we learn something new, and every opportunity practice-wise after these games, you really have to spend time on, I would just, or, you know, fine-tuning, you know, where your, I would say, ugliest parts of these games happen. For us, sometimes it's in the middle of the shot clock. Something we have to improve on is getting the ball from one side of the court to the other to move the defense around and potentially create some gaps for us to attack the paint. And then defensively, we just have to continue building upon what our base is right now, which is trying to keep people out of a scoring area near the rim. So I would say that I think that they are trying hard to execute what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And at this point in the year, you know, practices becomes very important because they don't happen as much, and we have to be efficient with the time that we have.
No, John, fabulous. Really, I think it's a fabulous start. Keep it going. Got four in a row at home starting on Wednesday night, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And look forward to our next conversation, my friend.
All right, Steve. Thanks. Appreciate you. Have a great week.
You bet. John Griffin, head coach at Bucknell. As they've got Mount St. Mary's on Wednesday night at Soika. Just for a change of scenery. Let's try playing at home. Just for a change of scenery.
Sun, sun, ride with the sun, Sun Mary Motors.
Hi, I'm Kyle Mertz, and I am the sun. Let's see where Sunbury Motors can save you the most money in the small SUV segment. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has unbelievable finance rates that will save you thousands in interest payments. Choose from over 50 new Hyundai Tucson's with 0% financing for 48 months or 1.99% for 60 months. Sunbury Motors Ford has $4,000 off plus 0% APR for 36 months on 2024 Ford Escapes and $4,100 off plus 3.9% APR for 36 months on 2024 Ford Bronco Sports. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf has incredible savings on 2025 Kia Sportages. Save over $1,500 plus get 1.9% APR for 60 months on 24 in-stock Sportages to choose from. So, what's the takeaway here? Sunbury Motors will save you the most money on your next small SUV, whether you're interested in over 50 in-stock Hyundai Tucson's, Ford Escapes, or Bronco Sports, or a new Kia Sportage.